20. The next afternoon, Jesse was having lunch with Vinnie Morris, who was sitting with his back to the wall.
"What you might call your force of habit," Vinnie said when he sat down at a corner table of the Gray Gull, now fully owned by Sonny's friend Spike.
"You're with Vinnie" often came out "you're." Vinnie wore a cream-colored suit, a blue shirt the color of a robin's egg, and a silk pocket square the same color as the shirt. If there was a best-dressed list for guys in Vinnie's line of work, whatever that was these days, Jesse just assumed Vinnie won it every year. His hair was as dark as it had been since Jesse had first met him. Jesse knew he would never ask if it was the result of genetics or a good colorist, because Vinnie was a much better shot than he was. Or anyone Jesse had ever known, for that matter. They both had plates of fried clams in front of them. Vinnie was drinking Coke out of a small bottle. Jesse was having iced tea. Vinnie was a bit behind the news with Jesse and Sonny. Jesse caught him up.
"Idiot," Vinnie said.
Jesse told him that seemed to be the prevailing theory.
"Fucking A," Vinnie said.
Vinnie forked a clam, dipped it in his tartar sauce, every moment as precise as a surgeon with a scalpel, as little wasted motion with him as ever, even when chewing.
"Here Crow is back," Vinnie said.
"Working for Billy Singer."
"Heard that too."
"You think I need to worry about him?" Jesse said.
"Crow ain't your problem," Vinnie said. "He ain't been a problem for you for a long time. Your problem is the other guy."
"Singer?"
Vinnie shook his head.
"Barone?" Jesse said.
"Yeah," Vinnie said.
"Suit asked me before I came over here who I thought was worse," Jesse said, "Singer or Barone?"
Vinnie ate another clam.
Now that Jesse thought about it, he wasn't even sure he could tell if Vinnie was chewing.
"Spoiler alert," Vinnie said. "It ain't close. It's Barone. Guy's a stone gangster, no offense."
"None taken."
"I go back with him to when I was working with Gino," Vinnie said. "God rest."
Gino Fish, Vinnie's old boss. Before him, Vinnie had been with Joe Braz, Jesse knew, who'd once been the biggest crime boss in Boston, even bigger than Desmond Burke, Sonny's former father-in-law. It was before Tony Marcus became more powerful than all of them. Jesse had immersed himself in Boston's mob history after he had met Sonny. Sometimes he imagined all of the old bosses having their own baseball cards, even their own Hall of Fame.
"I know this will sound like an oxymoron," Jesse said, "but I was under the impression that Barone is the legit businessman."
Vinnie smirked.
"What do you want people to think?"
"Wasn't he going to run for governor once?" Jesse said.
Vinnie made a sound that was as close to laughter as he ever got.
"You mean that legit business?" he said.
Also with Vinnie, that occasionally slid into that.
Vinnie said, "Put it this way. People used to cross at Barone on his way up, had a way of disappearing. And when somebody would ask him about that, he'd order another round of drinks to say about the guy disappeared. Did he leave a forwarding address?"
"Would he kill somebody to get this land?" Jesse said.
"And then kill his dog," Vinnie said.
Vinnie had finished his lunch. Jesse had barely touched his. They were at the Gull because Vinnie had called him. Vinnie gave a small nod at Jesse's plate now, and Jesse slid it across the table to him.
"Before this is over," Vinnie said, "you might be needing Crow to watch your back."
"Why would I do something like that when I have you?" Jesse said.
"Not right now," Vinnie said. "There's a guy from Vegas needs me on a thing. He's made it worth my while, so as I could be there a while."
"You hear anything interesting about Billy Singer while you're out there?" Jesse said. "Let me know."
"Of course," Vinnie said.
"Until then," Jesse said, "I can take care of myself."
"Listen to me on this," Vinnie said. "Barone don't care whether you're a cop or not, or if Molly is one. He might smile his ass off, he's with you, but he's used to getting what he wants or needs, either way."
"I will consider myself warned," Jesse said.
You know Crow, Vinny said. What he's capable of, what he's not. What lines he'd cross, which ones he won't. He's like us in the sense that he's got a code. If Barone ever had a code, he forgot it. Or just doesn't give a shit anymore.
He pushed his chair back.
It gets bad here. I can come back, Vinny said.
He dropped a $50 bill that looked as crisp and clean as he was on the table.
One more thing, Vinny said. You find out who punched Molly, and you can't take care of it, I will.
Trust me, Jesse said. If I find out, I won't need anybody else to take care of it.
Between two mutts like Singer and Barone is not any way you want to be, Vinny said.
Jesse smiled and reminded him that everybody had to be someplace.
Sure, Vinny said.
It came out Shua. Vinny walked through the crowded room as easily as a smooth rock skimming across water. Jesse was in the parking lot when Thomas Lawton called him. Get over here, he said. Over where? Where do you think? Lawton said. My graveyard.